Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China said Sunday talks with the U.S. on trade have been positive, with concrete progress after 2 days of trade talks in Beijing involving U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Some U.S. allies are upset over Trump administration tariffs on things such as steel and aluminum. At a weekend G7 finance ministers meeting in Canada, Canadian Finance Minister Bill Morneau addressed the ministers' concerns about tariffs.
We believe it's important that every country take their own considered action on how they want to respond to the tariffs imposed by the United States. Clearly, all of our situations are different, and we will have to consider each of our situations as we move forward.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau challenged the U.S. decision to impose tariffs, saying they are unacceptable. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow called that an overreaction, insisting that it's not an attack on Canada. Nigerian police say the president of parliament, upper house, has been called in for questioning over allegations he is linked to a criminal gang responsible for armed robberies that killed more than 30 people. A spokesman for Bukola Saraki called the charges untrue and fabricated. Police say suspects in custody accuse Saraki, third most powerful political leader in the country, of providing arms, vehicles, and cash. Iran's foreign minister is calling for the U.S. to pull out from the nuclear deal illegal. He's urging other signatories to make up for the Iranian losses brought on by the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says the agreement does not sufficiently limit Iran's nuclear program, and he's upset with their support of Middle East extremists. This is VOA News. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea's three top military leaders have been replaced. A South Korean intelligence agency source tells Yonhap the charges were made due to the new push toward détente with South Korea and the United States, noting that the three previous leaders lacked flexibility in thinking. The changes would be aimed at bringing the military in line ahead of a potential denuclearization deal between leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump at their planned June 12th summit in Singapore. But another intelligence source says the replacements also could represent a generational change. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is urging China to make a full public account of those killed, detained, or who went missing during a crackdown on student-led pro-democracy protest in Beijing's Tiananmen Square in 1989. The Chinese government sent tanks to quell the June 4th protest and has never released any death toll. Estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. Brad Adams of Human Rights Watch tells VOA his group welcomes Secretary Pompeo's remarks.
What is really important is for the United States and other countries to actually discuss this with the Chinese between the anniversaries, and we see very little evidence that they do that. It's very important for the United States as the remaining global superpower to prioritize human rights in China and not just bilateral or multilateral international issues.
As for Pompeo's statement, China's foreign ministry did not immediately respond, and there was no mention of the 29th anniversary of Tiananmen in the Chinese state media. Britain on Sunday held a moment of silence marking the one-year anniversary of the London Bridge terror attack. Among those taking part, Reverend Andrew Nunn, Dean of Southwark Cathedral, where hundreds gathered.
Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. It was true a year ago. It's as true today.
Eight people were killed, dozens hurt, when three Islamic State-inspired men ran down pedestrians on the bridge, then went on a stabbing rampage. One of Central America's most active volcanoes erupted in fiery explosions and ash and molten rock on Sunday, killing at least 25 people, injuring perhaps dozens, while a towering cloud of smoke blanketed nearby villages, also dropping heavy ash. Undetermined number of people are missing. Authorities fear that toll could rise. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.